Good on the first of two. And a second one, also good. Perfect trip there for Sevi Wirtz. Inbound to Lily Skowski. She'll throw up a half-court heave. That's no good. 24-11 our score. Clifton Clyde leading Opie. You're listening to Opie postseason basketball on KVUE 1400, 96.9 FM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Tillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to briantillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Hanson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HansonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Bond Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at Emporia.edu. That's Emporia.edu.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Harford, Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. Opie Chicken House since 1958. The Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386 in the city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
For over 55 years, Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia has been committed to taking care of folks all over East Central Kansas with all of their vehicle needs. It's our top priority every day for every customer. We offer the best cars, trucks, and SUVs from Chevrolet and our best customer service, too. Our certified technicians will keep your vehicle running in top shape. So for all your vehicle and service needs, come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
Welcome you back to Opie High School here at the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Michael Deeker with you at the mid-game break. Clifton Clyde leading Opie 24-11. Tell you how we got here by these halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Opie, they're led in scoring by 4 points from Harper Schmidt off the bench, 3 points to Alyssa Skowski, 2 points to Cameron Tiemeyer. So they've hit 4 field goals in that first half, and then Ella Wilson and Lily Skowski splitting a pair of free throws for 1 point apiece to round out Opie's 11 points. For Clifton Klein, it's 13 points to Sevi Wirtz, 4 points to Paige Joy, 3 points to Ellie Wirtz, and then 2 points apiece to Eden Close and Phoenix Armstrong. Clifton Klein had the first score of the contest, and then Opie responded with a three-pointer of their own. Clifton Klein would go on a 10-0 run in the first quarter. Then Opie would begin an 8-0 run halfway through the first into the second quarter, and then Clifton Clyde currently on a 12-0 run to end that second quarter. But those first half stats brought to you by Cody Thurston. Once again, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Of course, tomorrow, over on our KBWA airwaves right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia High Boys hosting Great Bend, beginning of the 5A sub-state semifinals. Girls will play on Wednesday as they travel down to Cape and Mount Carmel. But that will wrap up the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Still trying to get some scores from around. Looks like Elyria Christian is leading 20-19 at the mid-game break at half. That game over on Country 101.7 FM. But once again, our score here in Opie, 24-11. That will do things here at the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Remember, Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com.
For over 55 years, Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia has been committed to taking care of folks all over East Central Kansas with all of their vehicle needs. It's our top priority every day for every customer. We offer the best cars, trucks, and SUVs from Chevrolet and our best customer service, too. Our certified technicians will keep your vehicle running in top shape. So for all your vehicle and service needs, come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Marker Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Hanson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HansonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at Emporia.edu. That's Emporia.edu.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Olpe Postseason Basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, Neosha Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. Olpe Chicken House since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386 in the city of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
We welcome you back to Olpe High School. Michael Deeker with you. 24-11, Clifton Clyde on top. They will have possession to begin this third quarter. Do have a score update from Madison Pretty Prairie at the half. Madison leading Pretty Prairie 15-14. Sebi Wirtz with it. Now the near side to Paige Joy. Far side back to Wirtz. Underneath to Paige Joy. From elbow to the block, off the window, and good for Paige Joy. Now a 14-0 run by Clifton Clyde, leading things by 15. Harper Schmidt getting the start to second quarter, or the second half, and she will leave a baseline floater a little shy and a rebound to Clifton Clyde. Kayla Steinke on the bench with her three fouls. Shea Wirtz with it on the far side. She'll drive to the elbow. Now up top to Paige Joy. Joy, foul line jumper, good. Off the window, and Joy with eight. And now a 17-point lead, 28-11. Harper Schmidt with it to the elbow to Alyssa Skowski. Over to Cameron T. Meyer. Back to Alyssa Skowski. Up top, Harper Schmidt. Far side, Ella Wilson. Foul line to Alyssa Skowski. She'll back down. Now kick it over to Harper Schmidt. Schmidt, bounce pass underneath to Alyssa Skowski. Off the window and good. Stopping a 16-0 run by Clifton Clyde. Skowski with 5 points now. Wirtz underneath the Joy on the left block. Pass deflected and stolen away by Ella Wilson. Opie trailing things by 15, 28-13. Skowski over to Harper Schmidt. She'll drive. Now foul line to Ella Wilson. Her jumper there is no good. Rebound. 5-4 in the corner as Sebi Wirtz falls to the floor but finds Kaylin Baker. Baker in the half court now. Wall fake. Now up top to Paige Joy. Joy to the elbow. Opposite block pass over to Ellie Wirtz, now up top to Sebi Wirtz. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter, 28-13. Clifton Clyde leading Opie. Sebi Wirtz up top over to Eden Close. Now near side, Paige Joy. Get a ball screen. Put it on the floor. We're looking for an open teammate. Pass deflected into the hands of Sebi Wirtz. Wirtz, step back three on the near side. Good, nothing but net. Sebi Wirtz with 16 points. The lead now 18, 31-13. 5.5 to play third quarter. Harper Schmidt on the near side. Bounce past it. Alyssa Skowski, she'll do an elbow jumper there. It'll be no good. Rebound to Sebi Wirtz. She'll keep it herself into the half court. Wirtz thought about a long three. Now near side. Over to Kaylin Baker. Lob inside to Ellie Wirtz. Deflected out of bounds by Ella Wilson. Kayla Steinke back into the contest. She'll sub out Cameron T. Meyer. Nate Tyscraper hands it to Kaylin Baker. She's looking for an open teammate. Threads the needle to Sebi Wirtz at the top. Wirtz, spin move at the foul line to the mid lane. Floater good. 20-point advantage now for Clifton Clyde with an excellent start to this third quarter. 33-13 is their lead. Lily Skowski at the elbow. Opposite side elbow to Harper Schmidt. Her jumper there does everything but fall. Rebound to Clifton Clyde. Sebi Wirtz now with it. Guarded by Lily Skowski. Wirtz get a ball screen. She's on the left side underneath to Eden Close. She'll turn and fire. It's no good. Ellie Wirtz with the rebound. Her putback no good. But she is fouled and she'll go to line for two. Ellie Wirtz splitting a pair in the first quarter. She's got 3 points tonight. The fouls against Harper Schmidt. So Schmidt and Steinke each with 3 fouls apiece. Wirtz at the line for two. Two dribbles, spins it in her hands and fires. And the foul shot good for Ellie Wirtz. 34-13 our score. Reese Johnson to the scores table. She'll sub out Harper Schmidt. 4:35 remaining third quarter. Clifton Klein flexing their muscles thus far against Opie in the Battle of the Eagles. And the foul shot good by Ellie Wirtz, but Sean Fun says, wave it off with a lane violation. 34-13, our score remains. Kayla Steinke, far side, Reese Johnson. Up top to Alyssa Skowski, top of the key three, no good. Rebound, Sevi Wirtz. Wirtz with it in the half court. Far side wing. Crossover against Ella Wilson underneath to Ellie Wirtz, and her shot rejected by Lily Skowski. She keeps it herself into the half court to the block underneath to Lily Skowski, or Alyssa Skowski, off the glass and good for Alyssa Skowski. She's got 7 points to pace the Opie Eagles. They trail things by 19. Top of the key three fired by Sevi Wirtz, and the rebound won by Eden Close to maintain possession for Clifton Clyde. Coach Wilson said rebounding was going to be key, and Clifton Clyde do not have the numbers, but they have gotten multiple opportunities on offense. Sevi Wirtz taking her time on offense, leading things 34-15, 3:40 to play. Wirtz to the block, off the glass, no good, but she is fouled, and Sevi Wirtz back to the line for free throws, where she is 8-for-8 thus far tonight. Wirtz at the line. Good on the first one. She's got 19 points. She averages just over 27 points a game. Phoenix Armstrong and Jayla Robbins back in the contest. Wirtz back at the line for another. Lead back to 20 for Clifton Clyde. In the air and good. 36-15. Oakley's going to have to kickstart their offense in a hurry if they're going to crawl their way back in this one. Ella Wilson at the foul line. Jumper there. No good. Rebound to Paige Joy. Now Sevi Wirtz with it. Wirtz. Top of the key. Get a ball screen. Drive to the elbow, to the block, off the window, and good. 38-15 our score. Clifton Clyde leading Opie. Reese Johnson on the near side. Pass deflected by Sevi, nearly stolen away. But into the hands of Ella Wilson. Top of the key three fired by Reese Johnson. It's good. Much needed three there for the Opie Eagles. For a Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison, three. First points of the night for Reese Johnson. Cuts the deficit to 20. 38-18. Clifton Clyde with the advantage. Sevi Wirtz with it. Drive to the elbow. Trying to go to the opposite block to Paige Joy. Kayla Steinke with her three fouls, not putting up much of a fight. Shying away from contact, and Paige Joy in double figures now with 10. Skowski over to Ella Wilson with the left elbow. Up top, Reese Johnson thought about a three. Now step into a foul line jumper. It's no good. Rebound to Paige Joy. She'll be tied up with Alyssa Skowski. We're going to call a foul on Alyssa Skowski. That'll be her first, team's third, actually her second. Lily Skowski back in the contest. She'll sub out Cameron Tiemeyer. 1:57 remaining here in the third. 40-18, Clifton Clyde on top. Of course, Opie falling in the sub-state semis a year ago to Crest, and Sevi Wirtz going to beat everyone down the court, extending the lead to 24. But Opie had appearances in 24 and 23 as Lily Skowski has her first field goal of the night. And Reese Johnson with a steal at midcourt. Johnson, elbow, underneath Ella Wilson, pass deflected out of bounds. You would have said that Lily Skowski would have her first field goal of the night with 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Oh boy. And that's kind of why this Opie team is trailing things 42-20. 1:29 remaining here in the third quarter. Harper Schmidt looking to inbound. goes into Alyssa Skowski on the wing. She'll drive to the block, off the window, and good for Alyssa Skowski. She's got 9. Cuts the deficit to 20. Sevi Wirtz now with it. Drive to the elbow, to the block, off the window, no good. Rebound to Lily Skowski. Lily into the half court now. Elbow, European pro, jumper, good. 42-24 our score. 60 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Opie Cement section coming back alive. Wirtz to the elbow. Kicked in the corner to Phoenix Armstrong. Back to Paige Joy at the foul line. She'll drive to the left block. Throw up a jumper. That's no good. Rebound to Lily Skowski. Skowski now in the half court. Foul line underneath to Lily. Alyssa Skowski. She leaves it shy on a bunny. Rebound on the floor and won by Alyssa Skowski. She'll be tied up now to Harper Schmidt. Underneath to Lily Skowski. Kicked in the corner to Kayla Steike. 3. We're going to have a 3-second violation. Alyssa Skowski fell down. They could have probably called a 6-second, maybe a 9-second violation there, but Alyssa Skowski a little slow to get up, but she is back on her feet. But a turnover back to Clifton Clyde. 42-24, they lead. 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. Inbounds to Paige Joy. Now to Ellie Wirtz. Now to Kaylin Baker. One final possession to close out this third quarter. Paige Joy with it. Foul line to the elbow. Jumper there. No good. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Clifton Clyde. Opie will have one final look at it to conclude the period. Try to get some momentum back on their side, trailing things by 18. Lily Skowski with it. 5 seconds remaining. Now to Harper Schmidt. Schmidt steps into a left wing 3. High off the top of the backboard. No good. 42-24. We find ourselves after three quarters. Clifton Clyde leading Opie. You're listening to Opie postseason basketball on KBWE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to live action from Opie High School. Opie trailing things by 18, 42-24 as we begin the third quarter. The Eagles of Opie with possession. 3 in the far corner by Cameron Teemeyer is going to be short. Last touched out of bounds by Opie. But Clifton Clyde went on a 16-0 run begin the third quarter. And that really has been the difference here. 42-24 our score. But a game of runs. A 10-0 run by Clifton Clyde in the first quarter. Opie responded with an 8-0 run before that 16-0 run by Clifton Clyde. 42-24 our score. Sevi Wirtz with it. A game-high 24 points. Wirtz going to have a foul against Alyssa Skowski. That'll be her third, team's first. But Sevi Wirtz coming into this contest with over 1,900 career points, trying to become the 32nd Kansas girl to go over 2,000 career points. Of course, Opie has two players on that list, and Michelle Stevie Corpening and Catherine Flott Whitcomb. Sevi Wirtz with it. Now to Eden Close, elbow jumper. Good. Close. with 4 points. That's her first point since the opening point of the contest. Lead back to 20 for Clifton Clyde, 1 minute into this fourth quarter. Alyssa Skowski on the near side wing to the elbow. Now far side to Lily Skowski. Get a ball screen, step into a left wing three. It's no good. Rebound in the near corner to Cameron Tiemeyer. Now to Alyssa Skowski. Up top, Ella Wilson. Now near side wing three by Alyssa Skowski. It's off the mark long. Rebound to the far side. Going to go out of bounds over to Cade Whitmore on the front row. Cade having surgery on that ACL a week ago. But still, right on top of the action. The Clifton Clyde with a 20-point advantage, 44-24. Sebby Wirtz with it. Guarding the man-to-man defense by Lily Skowski. Wirtz, drive with the left to the block, now to the wing. Now to Eden Close. Over to Kaylin Baker at the top of the key. Clifton Clyde going to take their time. Of course, no shot clock here in the postseason. Wirtz going to be tied up. Going to be a jump ball. Possession area will stay with Clifton Clyde. Kaylin Baker keys it in to Sevi Wirtz. Sevi, near side wing, picks up her dribble. Bounce pass underneath to Ellie Wirtz. Going to have a 30-second break taken by Kieran Wirtz. We'll stay right here with you. And mind you, guys, your favorite athlete had a great game that we should know about. Nominate them to be the KBWE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kbwe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen on Monday mornings at the 7:50 AM Sportscast and the Monday Morning Quarterback to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KBWE Athlete of the Year and eligible for a college scholarship at the end of that school year. Nominate your athlete today at kbwe.com/athlete. That's kboe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com for more information. Of course, those submissions can happen all throughout the week. Of course, we try to decide Sunday by Sunday evening, so try to get those submissions before Monday for your athlete's eligibility for that week's Athlete of the Week. Passed on away by Lily Skowski. Opie trailing things by 20. Cameron Tiemeyer on the right block off the window. Good. Give her a chance for one more. Fourth point tonight for Cameron Tiemeyer. First points of the quarter for Opie. Fouls against Paige Joy, her third. We're going to have a timeout taken by Dina Wilson. As the foul shot good by Cameron Tiemeyer. We'll stay right here with you. That's a 30-second break by Dina Wilson. So 44-27 our score. Clifton Clyde with the advantage. Opie's lone lead, 3-2 in the early stages of the contest. Trying to find some scores around the area. Have not seen anything here recently. Of course, Elyria Christian at Lebo over on Country 101.7 FM. Ken Hansen on that call. Altoona Midway at Merzine Valley. Waverly at St. Paul. And Madison at Pretty Prairie. Madison was a leading at the mid-game break, 15-14 over Pretty Prairie. But unable to find any scores here during this stoppage. So Clifton Clyde with possession after the timeout. Full court pressure applied, but going to back off into a half-court set. Sevi works with it, guarded by Lily Skowski. Sevi at the elbow, now spin move to the foul line. Now the opposite elbow to the block. Off the window, no good. Rebound to Ella Wilson. Wilson will be fouled in the backcourt by Sevi Wirtz. That'll be her first, team's first. By 14 remaining here in the contest. Winner to play either Centralia or Frankfurt on Saturday night. Loser Their season is over. Skowski, mid-lane floater. Lilly unable to get the jumper to fall and a rebound to Clifton Clyde. Seve works with it in the half court. Now to Cameron Baker. Kaylin Baker with it, excuse me. Now over to Wirtz, and she'll be fouled by Lily Skowski. That'll be Lily's second, team second. Baker to inbound. Goes in the backcourt to Paige Joy. Joy, guarded by Kayla Steinke, now far side to Eden Close. Underneath to Seve Wirtz. She'll be fouled from behind by Lily Skowski, her third, team's third. Baker going to key it in on the far side. Go to Wirtz in the far corner. She'll dribble it off her leg. Out of bounds. Turnover back to Opie. 4:42 remaining. 17-point deficit for Opie. They overcame a fourth-quarter deficit to Nemaha Central two weeks ago. Alyssa Skowski, three on the right side. Going to be short. Draws backboard, but that's it. And then the rebound, two-page Joy trying to find Seve Wirtz, and it goes out of bounds. Back to Opie we go. Opie needs to take advantage of these opportunities. Cameron Teamiron looking for an inbound. Going to go up top to Alyssa Skowski. Foul line jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound to Lily Skowski. Her putback good, and she'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. It'll be a third team foul against Clifton Clyde. Skowski at the line for the and one. Short, rebound to Paige Joy. The foul was against Eden Close. Joy with it, with a 15-point lead. Over to Seve Wirtz on the near side. Wirtz guarded by Lily Skowski in the man-to-man defense. Wirtz, elbow to the foul line underneath to Ellie Wirtz off the window, good. Ellie Wirtz now with 6 points. The lead back to 17. Halfway through this fourth quarter. 46-29. Clifton Clyde leads. Ella Wilson, top of the key. Underneath to Alyssa Skowski on the right block off the window. Good for Alyssa. She's in double figures with 11. Cuts the deficit back to 15. Wirtz on the right side. 3:40 remaining. Seve Wirtz elbow jumper. Good. Seve's first points of the fourth quarter. She's got 26. And the lead now 17-48-31. Kayla Steinke far side to Alyssa Skowski. Now to Lily Skowski. Elbow jumper. No good. It's a little long. And a rebound to Ellie Wirtz. Now Seve Wirtz. As the sun begins to set on this Opie Lady Eagle season. Elbow jumper by Seve Wirtz. Good. Lead now 19 for Clifton Clyde, 50-31. Lily Skowski on the right wing to the foul line, spin move. Underneath to Ella Wilson, leaves a little shy, and a rebound to Ellie Wirtz. Seve Wirtz in the half court now, leading things 50-31. Going to have a timeout taken by Kieran Wirtz. Should be a full break. I think that's all he's got left. It's a full break. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. 2:40 remaining. Clifton Clyde leading Opie 50-31.
Area Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESV Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esvfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Welcome back to Opie High School. Michael Dieker with you. Clifton Clyde with possession after the timeout, leading things 50-31 here in the closing moments of this contest. 2.5 to play. Sevy works with it. Game high, 28 points thus far tonight. Sevy over the far side to Paige Joy. As Clifton Clyde looking to run four corners. Underneath to Phoenix Armstrong, now to Kaylin Baker, now to Sevy Wirtz. Of course, no shot clock here in the postseason. Kaylin Baker picks up the pass in the backcourt, but it was deflected by Opie. Paige Joy with it, now at the foul line. Far corner to Jalen Robbins. Robbins will be trapped. Actually going to run out of real estate on the far sideline. Turnover back to Opie. 1:53 remaining. Opie trailing things 50-31. Kayla Steinke with it. Over the far side to Harper Schmidt. She'll drive to the block. Off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound to Cameron Tiemeyer. Her putback good. Tiemeyer with 7. Cuts the deficit to 17. Sevy Wirtz with it with 90 seconds remaining. Wirtz in the half court, gets it poked out of her hands. Almost in the hands of Mike Hines. He was ready for it, but Sean Fun took it away from him. Sevy Wirtz with it, crossing the timeline. Guarded by Harper Schmidt. Wirtz, going to be trapped. Going to fall to the floor, and she'll travel. Turnover back to Opie. 1:20 remaining. 50-33, our score. Lily Skowski keys it in to Kayla Steinke. Steinke, far side, Harper Schmidt. She'll drive to the block, off the window. Good for Harper Schmidt. Harper with 6 points tonight, cuts the deficit to 15, 50-35. And Harper Schmidt will pick up a foul at midcourt against Sevy Wirtz. That'll be her fourth, team's fourth. Kaylin Baker to throw it in on the far side. Going to go underneath the Phoenix Armstrong. She'll dribble it out to the wing. Now to Paige Joy. She'll be fouled by Ella Wilson. Her first, team's fifth, and at the line for two, Paige Joy. Joy at the line for two. First trip tonight for Joy. On the season, she's at 68% from the foul line. In the air. And good. Clifton Clyde shooting exceptionally well from the foul line tonight. Only two misses. Second one. In the air. And good. seconds remaining in this one. Harper Schmidt with it on the wing, drive to the block, off the glass, good by Harper Schmidt. Kaylin Baker over to Paige Joy, now to Sevy Wirtz. Wirtz going to be fouled by Harper Schmidt, that'll be her fifth. We're actually going to call it on Lily Skowski, so Skowski now with four fouls along with Harper Schmidt. 47 seconds remaining. Sevy Wirtz at the line for two, looking for 30 points if she makes both of them. First one, good. Sevy at the line for another one. It's good as well. 30 points tonight for Sevy Wirtz. The lead back to 17 for Clifton Clyde. Kayla Steinke over to Lily Skowski on the right side, driving to the block. High off the glass, good for Lily Skowski. She's got 9 points tonight. which will be her last game, scoring over 1,000 career points. Phoenix Armstrong on the right side. Good for Phoenix Armstrong, her fourth point tonight. Lead back to 17 for Clifton Clyde. Kayla Steinke, far side, Harper Schmidt, 20 seconds remaining. Ball gets knocked out of bounds to the Opie cheerleaders. 17 seconds remaining. Clifton Clyde's going to clear their bench into the ballgame for the first time. Nellie Fahey, a 5'3 freshman, and Hayden Zanderman, a 5'7 freshman. And then Opie starting five will be subbed out. No incoming will be Carly Geiger, Kella Young, Gabby Coughlin, Braylee Schmidt, and Kinley Hines. Carly Geiger, the senior, keys it in to Gabby Coughlin. Up top, Kella Young, now to Kinley Hines. Hines up top, Kella Young, far side, Carly Geiger. 10 seconds remaining. Hines on the far side. Underneath to Braylee Schmidt. Pass deflected out of bounds. Last touched by Clifton Klein with 3 seconds remaining. Geiger looking for an inbound. Going to go into Kella Young. Long two. Good. Kella Young finds the stat book at the closing moments of this contest, but our final score tonight, 56-41, our final score. Clifton Clyde lives to see another day. They advance to 18-8, ending Opie's season at 16-7. We'll get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, tally our stats, see if we can get an interview with head coach Dina Wilson. But our final score tonight, 56-41. Try to find some scores from around the area as well. But Opie's season comes to an end, 56-41 at the hands of Clifton Clyde.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Hankson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HanksonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at Emporia.edu. That's Emporia.edu.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Opie Postseason Basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Harford, Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. Opie Chicken House since 1958. The Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386. In the city of Opie, location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. Our final score tonight, 56 for Clifton Clyde, 41 for Opie. Tell you how we got here by these final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Obing, they're led in scoring by 11 points from Alyssa Skowski, 9 points to Lily Skowski, 8 points Harper Schmidt, 7 points Cameron Tiemeyer, 3 points to Reese Johnson, 2 points Cameron Tiemeyer, and 1 point to Ella Wilson. For Clifton Clyde, 30 points tonight from Sevi Wirtz. She was 12 for 12 from the free throw line. 12 points to Paige Joy, 6 points to Ellie Wirtz, 4 points to Eden Close, and 4 points to Phoenix Armstrong. Once again, those final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, but Clifton Clyde, they were 16 out of 18 from the free throw line. Opie, 3 out of 5 from the foul line. But Opie will end their season at 16-7. But Lily Skowski, Ella Wilson, Kayla Steinke, Carly Geiger, and Cameron Tiemeyer, and Kella Young, their last games as seniors. Not the way they wanted things to end, but still a pretty good career for those Opie Lady Eagles. But Clifton Clyde, it was Opie, only lead of the game, came at 3-2 when Alyssa Skowski hit the first three-pointer, where Opie was on 3-2. Clifton Clyde would go on a 10-0 run to midway, pretty much the entirety of that first quarter before Opie would score, and they would go on an 8-0 run. That run would be answered by a 16-0 run by Clifton Clyde, a run where they never really looked back here in a 15-point victory, 56-41. Do not have a score update from Ken Hansen over on Country 101.7 FM. I do know that Kalen Luthy hit a three with midway through the fourth quarter to tie the contest at 26 apiece, with Madison taking on Pretty Prairie. Other games in our area tonight was Meredithine Valley hosting Altoona Midway and Waverly at St. Paul. Tomorrow, action on our airwaves right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Great Bend at Emporia. And then other games throughout the area, Osage City Boys at Burlington in 3A, Jefferson County North at Linden on the girls' side, and Eureka versus Chase County also on the girls' side. That game was somewhat close the first time those two teams met up, and that was without Maddie Wilson, so that's one to keep an eye on tomorrow. On Wednesday, Frontenac at Osage City on 3A girls, and then right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia Lady Spartans on the road to Capon Mount Carmel. Do you have a score update? Looks like it's 27 all, Madison and Pretty Prairie. Thank you to Lynn Redeker for texting that one in. So might have to key up the video stream on that one to see how things are going there. But, of course, a doubleheader a doubleheader on our KVUE airwaves with Ken Hansen, myself, with boys sub-state championship action on Friday. I'll be in Clifton Clyde with Opie taking on Rural Vista and Burlingame taking on Canton Galva. Burlingame, Canton Galva, the first game. Opie, Rural Vista will follow on Mix 104.9. Over on Country 101.7 FM, Ken Hansen will be in Hartford with Lebo taking on Elyria Christian, and then that will be followed with Hartford taking on Hutchison Central Christian. Of course, don't know anything yet on our airwaves for Saturday, but it looks like 29-27 now. Pretty Prairie leading things with 2:17 remaining. But here on the Rich Door Company post-game show, remind you guys, if your favorite athlete had a great game that we should know about, nominate them to be the KVUE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvue.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen on Monday mornings at the 7:50 a.m. sportscast and Monday morning quarterback to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVUE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of that school year. Nominate your athlete today at kvue.com/athlete. That's kvue.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com. Well, I don't think we're going to be able to get Dina Wilson and her post-game thoughts, and that's okay. She coaches her daughter, senior daughter. That's a tough one to swallow tonight. But Clifton Clyde really played a great game. Sebby Wirtz is the real deal. Believe she is the best girl that I've seen thus far here. 1:41 remaining. Madison trailing Pretty Prairie 30-27. But we'll wrap up the Rich Door Company post-game show. Come back with one final thought here from Opie. But once again, our final score, Clifton Clyde 56, Opie 41.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
You welcome back one final time here from Opie High School. Michael Deeker with you. Remind you guys our final score tonight, Clifton Clyde 56, Opie 41. Madison still trailing 30-27 in a battle of the Bulldogs. But Pretty Prairie on top 30-27 at the foul line with 47 seconds to play. Remind you guys, Ken Hansen, myself, will be on the air on Friday night. Opie boys taking on Rural Vista. Burlingame boys taking on Canton Galva. That will be on Mix 104.9. Ken Hansen will have Lebo taking on Elyria Christian on Country 101.7 FM. Hartford at Hutch, or hosting Hutch Central Christian. That is in Hartford. I will be in Clifton Clyde. But, of course, Braden Brown right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. As Kaylin Luthi misses a left wing three, trailing Fink 31-27. Pretty Prairie with the rebound here with 20 seconds to play. So it looks like Pretty Prairie might survive Madison. Do have a foul with 19 seconds to play here. But Braden Brown will be right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM tomorrow as Emporia High hosting Great Bend in the 5A sub-state. And then on Wednesday, he will be on the road to Cape and Mount Carmel as the Lady Spartans look to extend their season. Looking at the KVUE news calendar, tomorrow will be a doubleheader, or actually along with the coverage beginning at 5:45. Oh, actually, excuse me. I need to look at the KVUE on-air calendar. Braden Brown will be on Mix 104.9 as the Emporia High Spartans getting bumped for KU at Arizona State right here on 1400 AM 96.9 FM. That's a 6:30 pregame, 8 p.m. tip. And then over on Country 101.7 FM, Kansas State will play West Virginia. That will, I believe, be the last regular season game before getting into the Big 12 tournament next week. But MIAA tournament beginning on Wednesday as Emporia State Lady Hornets making their 30th consecutive MIAA tournament. Blake Cripps will have the action on Mix 104.9. That's 11:30 a.m. pregame, noon tip-off from Kansas City. But gone final in Pretty Prairie. Pretty Prairie 32, Madison 27. So the Lady Bulldogs putting up quite a fight, but not enough in Pretty Prairie. But that will wrap things up here in Opie. But Opie ending their season at 16-7 with a 56-41 loss. Appreciate everyone for tuning in, our sponsors that make this coverage possible. And then, of course, to our studio engineer, Iris Renteria, for getting us on the air. But stand tall, tackle all, no one fights alone. Crazy faith for D. We'll talk to you on Friday night, everybody. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.